A vast backdrop of stars sparkled all around Ethan's head, just on the other side of the Nova Interceptor's thin transuranium cockpit canopy. The stars seemed so close he could touch them, but Ethan couldn't allow himself to be distracted by the view. He targeted the next nearest enemy fighter and brought the red brackets under his crosshairs. His ears picked up the soft click of a laser lock even before his eyes registered the crosshair turning green. He pulled the trigger and held it down, pouring another continuous stream of bright red pulse lasers into his target. Then the laser charge gauges began flashing red on his HUD, and that stream of fire diminished to a slow trickle. Ethan eased up on the trigger and switched over to missiles just as his target began jinking out of line. Enemy ripper fire sizzled off his rear shields, and Ethan broke into an evasive pattern, forgetting about his target for the moment. The sound of ripper fire hitting his shields stopped, only to start again from another angle when a second junker swooped down onto his six. Ethan craned his neck to get a visual reference on the enemy fighters. They were converging on him from completely opposite directions, a pincer maneuver that was sure to get him killed.
A little help over here? I'm caught in a vice. Roger that, Five,
Seven said. Ethan tried to hold it together as enemy fire sizzled off his shields, turning them dark green, then yellow, and finally red. Now shells plinked off his hull as the shields were unable to completely dissipate the energy of those projectiles. The streams of enemy fire on his port side ceased, followed by, "That got him!" from Guardian 7. Now, with only one fighter attacking him, Ethan strengthened his shields on the starboard side and circled around to line up on the enemy fighter's tail. A few moments later, he poured freshly charged pulse lasers into the twin hulls of a blocky junk fighter, whose starboard maneuvering jet was already flickering dimly. Unable to evade him, the junker took heavy fire. One of his shots punched through to the reactor, and the enemy fighter suddenly exploded, sending the twin hulls flaming off in opposite directions.
"I need help!" Gina screamed.
Guardian 3 came on, saying,
"Four enemy fighters just broke off from the main group. They're lining up for another pass on the Defiant. Get them before—"
The comm died in static.
"Lead?"
Ethan quickly checked his scopes. A second later, Ithacus came back, saying,
"I'm all right. Got winged by a bit of shrapnel. No major damage. Those four fired off a volley of torps at point-blank range. Dumb freckers."
The command channel sounded in the next instant with,
"Guardians, we need a better screen than that. Doing the best we can, Control,"
Three shot back.
"We're down by five, and there are at least two enemy squadrons out here. Where are your gunnery crews? Cannons are coming online any minute."
"We don't have a minute," Ethan thought to himself.
"Six, where are you?"
he asked, remembering that she had called for help. He spent a moment checking his scopes for Gina, without any luck. A cold fist seized his heart, but then he found her on the grid, cutting an evasive pattern toward the Valiant. A pair of enemy interceptors chased after her, pouring golden streams of ripper fire on her tail. Those two were fast for junkers, and she was having trouble shaking them.
"I'm right where you left me, you dumb cackard! I don't suppose I still have a wingmate out there somewhere?"
Ethan grimaced. He wasn't used to working in teams.
"Sorry, on my way now."
He came about and boosted with the last of his afterburners to catch up to the enemy interceptors. Once in range, he switched to hailfire missiles and quickly dropped one on the enemy's tails. A second later, he realized his mistake, as he noted the proximity between the enemy interceptors and Gina's own Nova.
"Gina, get out of there! I just fired a hailfire on your pursuit!"
"Freck you! My afterburners are tapped out! What do you want me to do?"
Ethan thought fast, even as the blue trail of the hailfire's primary thrusters winked out. The enemy fighters realized their peril and broke off from Gina to go evasive, but they were still too close.
"Reverse thrust!"
Ethan said.
"They might lock onto me if I do that!"
"Freck!" Ethan thought.
"Hold on!"
He thumbed over to pulse lasers and targeted the distant missile, hoping he could get it before it exploded into his four smaller warheads. At this range, his targeting computer refused to lock onto the missile. Desperate, Ethan raked blind laser fire over the target brackets. Nothing happened. An instant later, the hailfire exploded in four separate directions, and Ethan felt a stab of fear. Sweat trickled into his left eye, and he swiped at it with the back of one hand, blinking to clear his vision. The smaller warheads flared to life and boosted after the enemy fighters.
"They're too close!"
Ethan could hear a tremor in Gina's voice.
"Give me a second,"
he said, switching fire to the warhead arcing closest to Gina.